How news travels. Introduction. There are many ways to tell people our news. We can talk to people on the telephone. We can write a letter and post it. We can send emails and faxes. We can hear the news on the radio or watch it on television. Newspapers tell people what is happening in the world. Some people read the news on the internet. Talking to people. It is easy to use a telephone to tell friends our news. We dial our friend's number. After our friend answers the telephone, we talk. There are many different kinds of telephones. We can use this kind of telephone anywhere in a house. Mobile telephones can be used in all kinds of places. Writing to people. Another way of telling our news is to send a letter. First, we write the letter. Then we put it in an envelope. We address the envelope and put a stamp on it. We post the letter in a mailbox. There are different kinds of mailboxes all around the world. At the mail center, letters are stored so that they go to the right places. Letters are carried between places in vans and trucks. Ships and planes carry the letters long distances. It can take days or even weeks for long distances letters to arrive. Sometimes letters are carried by motorbike. Did you know the first mail was carried by horse and cart? How do you send a fax? You can also send a letter using a fax machine. This kind of letter is called a fax. The boiled letter is made into a signal by this fax machine. The signal moves along a telephone line to another fax machine. This fax machine turns the signal back into a letter. Now the girl can read the letter. Did you know? People can send pictures as well as words in faxes. How to send an email? We can send a letter called an email. Email is short for electronic mail. Emails are sent from computer to computer. Did you know? Emails can move from one place to another in a few seconds. The email address goes here. What you are writing about goes here. Your letter goes here. Click send to send your email.